Yep. Oh, happy. Boing, 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 boing. Yip,
yip. What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, atop of the insanely packed University of British Columbia campus. Kids are back in school. It's raining out. We've got lots of good stuff coming up for you in the next hour and a half. We have the new Jandek, which is phenomenal, featuring a plethora of very interesting musicians playing on it. A lot of good guest stars and a lot of heavy hitters on there. Have something new by Eric Copeland from Black Dice. We have something by Mono and Maserati in appreciation of them coming to town next month. We've got something by Ohm, and we just might be able to give away a pair of tickets to that show as well. And then anything else that leaps off the shelves at me. As I'm sure you know, it is the ninth day of the ninth month of the ninth year. And I don't know if they planned it this way, but the Beatles have re-released every single one of their albums yet again. So what more appropriate way to start off the show than with number nine?
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine. Number nine, number nine, number nine.
Yeah.
situation.
They are standing still.
On the telegraph.
Number nine. Number nine.
May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not what? There.
What?
Maybe even then, exposure is something that's so difficult to bear.
Mechanical man. A mechanical man, and I do the best I can because I have my family. I am a mechanical boy. I am my mother's toy, and I play in the backyard sometimes. I am a mechanical boy. pushed up through confusion. The future cuckoo, and now my monkey's dead. Ben won't wear off, 'cause my monkey's dead.
I'm so mechanical, I...
Ben won't wear off, 'cause my monkey's dead.
My dad is running out.
A little bit in your head going and lay down.
Night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
11:45 in the AM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. My name is Luke Meat. And what did we just hear there? Well, started you off there with probably the world's first introduction to cage and tape loops. John Lennon and Yoko Ono under the name The Beatles with Revolution 9 off the legendary White Album. And all of the Beatles material has, like I said, yet again been re-released. I don't know how they can make any more money. I think they've done every possible thing. As Morrissey used to say, reissue, repackage, reevaluate the songs. Yes, they've done it all. The only thing that we were discussing is the legendary Butcher album cover on yesterday and today. That has yet to be released. So maybe that might be their cash cow for next year. But yes, all the Beatles stuff re-released on the streets today. I think you can get like mono versions of Sgt. Pepper and stuff like that. Also Beatles Rock Band or Guitar Rock or Garage, whatever the hell it is, gets released today on the 9th month of the 9th date of the 9th year. So very appropriately, we played Revolution 9. And even more appropriately, we mixed in some Charles Manson after that off of the compilation Lie with Mechanical Man. Moving into some more kind of weirdo territory. Something brand new by, well, one of my favorites, not everybody's, Jandek. Newest one, of course, out on Corewood Industries, his label since 1977. Portland Thursday, recorded live at the Hollywood Theater in Portland, Oregon, April 20th, 2006. This is a double disc live recording, and it features Sam Coombs from Quasi on bass, Emil Amos from Ohm and on drums, and then backing vocalist Liz Harris from Grouper, who played at Zulu and here in Vancouver just a few months ago, and also Jessica Dennison in background vocals. And yeah, insanely dense CD. We're just going to hear track one off of disc one, entitled I Like You Too.
We'll be right back. the door.
And listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
Right, you are, Fred. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. You just heard something brand new by Jandek, new release from the reclusive Texan. Portland Thursday is the name of the album. I Like You Too, as in Y-O-U-T-O-O, not the band. Moving on here. What do we got? We've got, well, Omer coming to town. I'm pretty excited about that. Stay tuned. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets if you want to see some serious drone heaviness. We'll get to that at about, oh, at about quarter after, how about? So stay tuned. However, oh boy, this is one of my favorite bands of all time. It's taken them 12 years to release a new record from Chapel Hill. This is something brand new by Paulville.
Traditional tip. And she got us in the form of a truck. She got stuck picking up an eater. The caravan takes it to a simpler time. It's out of here, no mind.
seek me now while I may be found. Then, at any moment, you know you're ready to go. I will be in the stairwell of your final moments. We'll be right back.
shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Well, 16 in the afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is a noise. My name is Luke Meat here. And what did you just hear in that last set? Well, we started you off there with, like I said, one of my favorite bands of all time. Finally reunited after 12 years. Paul Vo from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Their last album came out around, oh, it was 97, I think, and it was the unfortunately disappointing album, Shapes, that kind of left everyone kind of on a bad note, and we all kind of went, well, good thing they are breaking up and stuff like that. Well, they did reunite a couple years ago just for a few tours on All Tomorrow's Parties and stuff like that, which, obviously, I mean, a lot of bands have done that now, as we've seen with bands like My Bloody Valentine, that kind of stuff. But obviously, Paul Vo went one better and actually released a brand new album, which we were all kind of holding our breaths about. We were like, oh boy, is this going to be any good? And it is a sigh of relief how amazing this album is. In Prism is the name of the record, out on the ever-reliable Merge Records label, the label that put out their very first series of albums before they made the jump to Touch and Go in the mid-90s. You heard Beggar's Bowl, the first single off of the new Paul Vo album. After that, some old-school Vancouver-based Canadian math rock, The Approach, with off of their first album, Wings of Monarchs, with The Furnace Wakes. And then we heard a band that's coming to town next month with the ever-loving Mono, Maserati, we heard there. Four-piece instrumental rock music. The track was called 1216 off of the album Inventions for the New Season on Temporary Residence Records. Don't miss the show. If you like your angular instrumental kind of stuff, it's going to be really great. Next month, we'll talk about it a little bit more as the show approaches. But Maserati opening for Mono in October. Speaking of shows at the Biltmore, I've got a pair to give away for not this Friday, but next Friday's show. Ohm are coming, the legendary West Coast two-piece. They're not drum and bass, they're bass and drums. And just be the fourth caller, 822-2487. That's UBC CITR to win tickets to Ohm if you want to. And let's listen to some. This is one of my favorite pieces by them, actually. It's only a two-track album entitled Conference of the Birds. Now, what these guys did, just to be jackasses, though, they're two 15-minute long songs, but they've divvied the tracks into 44 separate 30-second tracks. How do you like that? This is the first track by Ohm, Conference of the Birds. The track is called At Giza. Thank you.
The sky, a sense of freedom, word of the right.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to A Noise here, and you just heard a lovely extended drone piece by the two-piece Ohm, who are going to be here in town September 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Congratulations to Brad for snagging himself a pair of tickets. And we have someone on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
I'm here. Awesome. Now, this is our station manager, Brenda Grenot, who is live on location at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Now, what's going on down there, Brenda?
Well, Luke, if you can hear the cheers, there's about 400 people here protesting the recent provincial cuts to arts funding. So what people don't know is that even though there has been a slight reinstatement of funds, it's only a minor fraction of what was cut. So basically, funding in the arts by the province has been cut 85% to 92%.
So then what is the plan then? Is there actually going to be a march going on? Or
There was a bit of a march before to the art gallery. It started at the Scotiabank Center, and people made it out here. And there's we heard from Amir from the Alliance from the Arts, and we just heard from the deputy mayor. And so there's a lot of people here. It's really great.
Excellent. So, and that is still going on. You can still go down, correct?
Yeah, you can still go down. There's a crew. There's a whole crowd here. They'll be here till about 1 o'clock.
All right.
So you can learn about arts and culture, but more importantly, call up your LMA and MLA and
LMA?
Tell them how displeased you are.
Well, there you go. If you give a toss about anything going on in arts in BC, show up downtown today, Vancouver Arts Gallery. Go now. Thank you very much, Brenda.
No problem.
Appreciate
just one
it.
Last thing. We're also taping this live, and it will be broadcast on the Arts Report at
excellent,
5
at 5 o'clock. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'll remind people a little bit later.
Okay.
All right, take her easy.
Thanks, Luke.
For Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
That is correct. The man, the myth, Frank Rumbletone, will be in the studio in 2.5 hours. Rumbletone Radio Go-Go, always the best in garage rock, pop, and psych. Stay tuned, though. 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, your only source for conservation information, hosted by our sister station. Wow, I managed to string that together. Don King should hire me. But hosted by our sister station, CIUT, out in Toronto. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. I don't know what she's going to be talking about today. Maybe Glenn Beck being accused of rape and murder? I don't know. Tune in. 5 o'clock, like we said, there is a giant protest and rally going on at the Vancouver Art Gallery right now. And this will be rebroadcast, we are covering it live right now, CITR, and it will be rebroadcast at 5 o'clock today.
with the Arts Report with Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie and Eric. 6:30 this week is The Canadian Way. All Canadian content all the time with your host, Spike. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy Man City with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, pretty much the greatest thing in radio, is Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. We're going to hear an extendedly long track right now. I've never done this before. I usually play about 50-minute-long songs. This one clocks in at about half an hour. But there are reasons, because number one, it is a beautiful record, and I love this band very much. Also, this is to kind of karmically, hopefully, get them to play Vancouver. They have a date in Victoria on the 7th of October and a date on the 8th in Seattle, but they have a big gap in between September and October. And I figure if they're on the West Coast, they should actually play. So if there's any gig space owners out there, please consider having the lovely duo of Aiden Baker and Leah Bukarif, who together make a very nice noise known as Nadia. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. You just heard for the last half hour, Absorbed in You by the fantastic Montreal duo Nadia. And that's available to you on the Blocks Recording Group, a lovely two-song EP, each song clocking in at just 30 minutes. Stay tuned with the Green Majority. This is Luke Mead signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.